The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon them. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Anna was the quintessential little old church lady. You know the type, always at church, always praying to the Lord. How often women like this pop up in vocation stories throughout the world. A lot of the priests I know mention that at some point, while they were still unsure about becoming a priest, they'd have a little old church lady come up to them, poke them in the side, and say, "Hey, are you going to become a priest?" This is before the man even knew or had any sense that that's what God was calling him to. Or even years later, after they've already become a priest, the little old church ladies will come up and say, "Oh, you know, I saw you one time 10 years ago, and I've been praying for your vocation ever since." There's stories like this, and it's not just the priests. I can imagine there's a lot of female religious, women religious, who have similar stories about the little old church ladies in their parishes growing up. And there's a goodness in this. To be so close to our Lord as to talk to him daily about everything, even mundane things. Something as mundane as, "Hey, that young boy I met earlier, I think he'd make a good priest, Lord. You should work on him." Or, "I hope that girl I met all those years ago is on her way to the convent now." This closeness to God compels us to talk to him about the most seemingly innocuous things. But it's often not just the little old church ladies either. There's little old church men. I don't know, we don't have an actual term for these guys, but it's the same kind of concept. There's a goodness in being close to the Lord and in being consistent. And just even when you are tired or exhausted or don't want to do it, don't feel like it, you still get up, you still go to church, you still pray, you still talk to God. That's really the vocation of pretty much all of us. We talk to God, we pray, we go to church. And there's goodness in that. My prayer to God today is that each of us here are as close to the Lord as those little old church ladies. God bless you.